In other words, you can't just walk up there anytime and cut it on and off. Mm-hmm. You have to have the key to put on to turn it on and off. A lot of people, I think you'll find those in people's yards a lot of times to keep mischievous kids and come along and turn the faucet on. You can't turn it on unless you have the handle to turn it on and off with. Maybe y'all don't have running water in Georgia, you know?
No, we don't. Well, I can see the point of that. Mm-hmm. I just never really noticed. When you're driving horses, to get them to go faster, you hit them with
them. Well, you spur them.
Or when you're driving them, you hit them
with them. You use a whip.
And nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a...
Put it in a bag.
Made out of...
paper.
What's the difference between a bag and a sack?
Really, the term applies to the same thing.
Which term would you use?
I use bag. Now, when I use sack, I'm applying it to a burlap bag or a cloth bag.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Any other names for a burlap bag?
Burlap bag?
Mm-hmm.
Grass sack?
Anything else that people used to call?
Well, the only other one I can think of is a coffee sack right now.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Okay.
Well, since you mentioned them, yes, I've heard of them. I couldn't think of them before.
Which ones have you heard?
Croker sack, gunny sack.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was coming up, usually grass sack.
Mm-hmm. It's all the same?
It's all the same thing. Made out of hemp,
mm-hmm.
as a rule. Now, you have onion bags, usually made out of pepper.
Onion bags?
Have you seen these netted onion bags? Looks like it's made out of string.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that string is paper.
Like the same thing that oranges?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That means if you buy you a bag of oranges, don't get caught in the rain with it because you may lose them all.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Paper.
Now, sometimes I've seen here in the last 2-3 years, it's plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But as a rule, it's paper. That's paper string.
I didn't know that. What would you call the amount of corn that you could take to be ground?
Well, you could take a barrel, you could take a sack, or you could take a wagon load, or you could take a truck load.
Did you ever hear the expression to take a turn or something? T-U-R-N?
Take a turn. T-U-R-N?
Yeah, turn of corn. Meaning just the mountains you carry. And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had
an armful.
And
that's just like when you pick up a big baby blonde, you get an armful.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you said he just had a...
half a load.
Okay. What about jag? Just your jag of wood?
Mm-hmm. Heard of a rick of wood.
How much is a rick?
Now, you're trying to test my measurements. Now, I think that's a stack of wood, 8 feet long, 4 feet high, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. It's a measurement of wood, let's put it that way.
Specific amount.
Yeah. Matter of fact, when you used to buy stove wood already cut,
mm-hmm.
you bought it by the rick. That was a measurement of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as I remember, we used to put 3 ricks in a wagon, or 4 ricks in the old truck we had.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar pie, we're going to have to cut it long here. Just say whenever you're ready. If you want to end up where it'll help you continue.
Part of the stuff here, I think, works
mm-hmm. I've got 2 bits past 2.